Time for another edition of Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and wherever you are listening, anywhere in the world, at any given time and place, because this is podcastable. You could be listening to this, 5 years from now, or 10 years, or tomorrow, or wherever you are. Anyway, hopefully it will still out be there and in cyberspace. You can find the blog by going to Google and typing Oz Stranded, OzStranded. If you're actually listening live in Vancouver right now, don't forget you can always phone through to request a track if you've got an obscure Australian song or even something a bit more popular, or you just want to say hello. The number is 604-822-CITR. And this is Stranded. And this week I wanted to play a bit more of the Go-Betweens. Last week I did a little feature of, I guess, the earlier part of their career. So this week I'll plug through a few more albums and then get into some tracks by Grant McLennan, his solo work. So last week I played three tracks from the Go-Betweens and then three from Robert Forster, who was one half of the songwriting duo in the Go-Betweens. And today I thought I'd play three more tracks from the band and then three tracks from Grant McLennan's solo career. Of course, the Go-Betweens, as I mentioned last week, are definitely probably the most lauded, really, in the grand scheme of things, the most lauded sort of pop rock band that Australia's ever produced for real songwriting craftsmanship. The band was formed in 1977 in Brisbane when Robert Forster and Grant McLennan met at university, I believe, and they were joined shortly thereafter by Lindy Morrison on drums to form the classic lineup of the band. And it evolved in various sort of lineups and people adding bits and pieces there, here and there, but the main duo of Robert Forster and Grant McLennan really drove the band. And as I mentioned last week, I didn't realise this until I did a bit of research online, that the Village Voice critic Robert Christgau, that's C-R-I-S-T-G-A-E-U, regarded Grant McLennan and Robert Forster as the greatest songwriting partnership working today. And I don't know when he wrote that. I can't find the date, but that's a pretty big deal for an established critic to say. And so I'll let you make up your own mind when you hear a few tracks today. So this is the great band from Brisbane, the Go-Betweens. Last week we played tracks from the albums Before Hollywood, Spring Hill Fair, and Liberty Bell and the Black Diamond Express. So those were from the years 1983, 84, and 86. So let's go on to 1987 now with the album Tallulah. Then we'll go to 16 Lovers Lane from the following year, 1988, and play you a track from that album. And then we'll go right up to 2005 when, of course, the band broke up in 1989 and then got back together in 2000, put out three more albums, and Oceans Apart was the 2005 record, so I thought I'd play you a track off that. So this is the Go-Betweens from Brisbane, Australia. No longer with us, of course, because Grant McLennan passed away, unfortunately, at a very young age. He was only in his late 40s. One of the great songwriting partnerships of our modern era was dissolved, of course, at that point. And Robert Force is still putting out solo work and working as a writer. But anyway, let's play the first track off the album Tallulah. And this is actually... this goes out too to my friend Graham Clarkson from Regina, who I used to live with in Australia. He named his daughter Tallulah. This song goes out to Graham.
Watch the butcher shine his knife. And this town is full of battered wives. Round and round, up and down, through the streets of your town. Every day I make my way through the streets of your town. Ride your river under the bridge, and I take your boat out to the reach, 'cause I love that engine roar, but I still don't know what I'm here for. Lavender, it's her scent.
the ship we left.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
All right, and we're back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and my continuing little short feature on the Go-Betweens from Brisbane, the band that is no longer with us, unfortunately, due to Grant McLennan's passing away only a few years ago from some kind of sudden heart failure. He wasn't one of the crew that I guess leaves after a decadent life in rock and roll. He was a sensitive poet type of a songwriter, and I don't think it was lifestyle that took him. Who knows, a freakish coincidence or occurrence. And Grant McLennan, one of the great songwriters of our time, just passed away, and led to the ending of the great partnership that he had with Robert Forster. He'd been making music with Robert since way back in 1977 when the Go-Betweens first formed. And after they broke up in 2000, they kept doing some solo work. But just to go back through those songs, so I played you three tracks from their sort of mid-album period. So first of all, we had Right Here, the first track off the Tallulah album. And secondly was what's mainly regarded as the classic, the indispensable album that the band put out called 16 Lovers Lane. And I played you The Streets of Your Town, which is probably the most popular, almost mainstream song. It actually charted. It got into the top 100 back in its day in the UK and Australia. And even in the States, I think it made some waves. And funnily enough, it was one of those songs that it ended up as a promo for a commercial radio, commercial television station for a while where I was living in Australia. And it's such a funny song because it's such a beautiful pop melody, but there's a bit of darkness and cynicism in there. The one lyric that always stands out in my mind is, watch the butcher shine his knives, and this town is full of battered wives. It's just funny to hear that little couplet underneath that beautiful pop melody. So that's The Streets of Your Town. That was the second song. And finally, I played you a track from way more further into the future, 2005, after they had broken up and got back together in 2000. And that was the third album in the reformed period. The album was called Oceans Apart, and that track was a Robert Forster penned track called Lavender. I picked that because he referenced a few, he mentioned Tasmania and Sydney, so it had a lot of sort of Australian little Easter eggs in there, or little snippets of Australian life and culture. So that's the Go-Betweens. So then, as I mentioned, when they did break up originally in the year 2000, Grant McLennan and Robert Forster did their own solo work. And I found a compilation here in the CTR library called Intermission, and it's called The Best of the Solo Recordings 1990 to 1997. And it's got a selection from both Grant McLennan and Robert Forster, and it was their own chosen song, so what they wanted people to hear as represented on a compilation of their work. So I'll play you three tracks that Grant McLennan selected himself from his solo work. The first is going to be a song called Lighting Fires, and it's from an album called Fireboy that came out in 1993. So this is Grant McLennan of the Go-Betweens, and the song is called Lighting Fires.
Back. Saw the alligator shoes. And your drinks are as dry.
Oh, you know what I realized? That's not the voice of Grant McLennan. It's the next track. That was Robert Forster track. Okay, here's the track now. Track 3.
RSVP to Hot Blood Bay. I see you up there lighting fires. I got an invitation to the fireman's ball. I saw you up there lighting fires. I took a wrong turn by a burning tree. I saw you up there lighting fires. I could tell by the flames burning in my veins. Was you up there lighting fires underneath a cross by Calvary? I saw you up there lighting fires. What you do, I'll give it to you straight. Hope it pulls you through. Cotton and nails, hammer and sickle. Steal yourself a riverboat and fill it up with nickel. I'm living underground. I'm paying for air. They're lighting fires. A donkey or a jet, will it get me there? I see you up there lighting fires. I see you up there lighting fires. Been waking up early on Sundays,
wearing my pants out of the knee, watching that big old sun drop its head, seeing my pain horses run, watch them run. Hot water turning cold, hot water turning cold. Of changes since 1964, carrying our flowers to the barricades, watching them cops kick down the door, and a ghost can come back and haunt you, burning down the wire, down the wire. Think about all them dose seats and them doors. Other nights I lie and I hear that whistle blow. Death in the paper when I was buying tomato seed. Been waking up early on Sunday, watching my soil breathe, watching that big old sun drop its head, seeing my pain horses foam, watch them foam. Hot water turning cold, water turning cold.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
And this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show, here on CITR 101.9 FM. And just wrapping up my six-track run through some work of the Go-Betweens. The first three tracks were three album tracks from the Go-Betweens' middle period and later period, the 2005 record Oceans Apart. And then those last three tracks were Grant McLennan solo tracks. First you had Hot Water, then In Your Bright... the first track was Lighting Fires, the second track Hot Water, and finally a beautiful track there, In Your Bright Ray. And if you're listening closely, well, at least the last 2 weeks, all the songs I've played, you should be able to pick out the differences in the two songwriters, Grant McLennan, Robert Forster. Very complimentary, very different. Grant McLennan there especially is exemplified in that last song, just a classic sort of romantic poet, beautiful pop songwriter. And Grant McLennan, the more angsty and quirky of the two. He's a long, lean guy. Grant McLennan's a shorter, stockier guy. And they made just one of those classic partnerships in songwriting. And so Grant McLennan, he was born in Rockhampton, a city in central Queensland, not far from where I grew up. And his family later moved to Cairns up north. And so a lot of his songs reflect some of the imagery of the regional background of where he was from in central Queensland. Of course, the song Cattle and Cane that I played last week is a good example of that, with that classic song. And he went on to study at the University of Queensland, where he met Robert Forster, and it all began from there. So he did die, as I mentioned before, very suddenly in 2006, and I think he was only about 48 years old. Yeah, he was 48, died of a heart attack. So real tragedy there in the music world. So that's that. So I thought from the sort of the lovely little ditties there and the more melancholy music of the Go-Betweens, go straight into a rockier number. And this is goes out to my good friends at the Coast Resource Centre, Celia and everyone. You know who you are, because Celia showed great interest today in finding out about my radio show, and I was really proud and pleased to be able to tell them all about it. And they said they'd be listening, and they wanted to hear this band. I was quite surprised that one of my friends there at the Coast Resource Centre here in Vancouver had heard of the band Spiderbait, because in the grand scheme of things, they're a pretty rare band. I mean, somewhat popular in Australia, but through the strength of one tour they did here back in the late 90s, people seem to recall them as this really great, quirky, very unique three-piece rock band with a drummer who was the vocalist. And they are still around. They're one of those bands that probably never would have got heard beyond a limited region, but for that big burst of alternative music in the early 90s, that a lot of bands were able to gain that momentum and the funds to get further than they would otherwise, because they were from a small town in regional Victoria and ended up getting lots of gigs in Melbourne. But anyway, I thought I'd play you a song called Shazam by Spiderbait, and this goes out to my friends at the Coast Resource Centre, who do excellent work here in Vancouver for Coast Mental Health. And this is probably a tidbit for another special. I guess I'll do a bit of a special on Spiderbait eventually, because they're a pretty rockin' band. So here's Shazam, to step it up a notch.
Hey, you never should have been. You wanna make something. We're J plus J plus J, and I bet you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The sitar.
We call it that. Do you?
You should. Unless you don't like sitars.
So we're back on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and that was a quick song there from Spiderbait that goes out to my friends at the Coast Resource Centre. Thanks so much for showing interest in this radio show, guys. Now on to the new music, and this one took me by surprise. I didn't see this coming. Nick Cave and Nico Case. They've teamed up. So Nick Cave, the great Australian icon, and Nico Case from Vancouver here, from the New Pornographer's fame and her own lengthy solo career. And they've teamed up to cover a song called She's Not There by the Zombies. So it's a cover song. And it was recorded for the purposes of the fourth season premiere of HBO's softcore vampire drama called True Blood. And it went to air on June 26th. So this is a couple of months back that this came out, but it only just came to my attention. And the jury's still out. I'm not sure if it's an incredible cover. It might work. I don't know. I've only listened to it once, so let's play it now. Nick Cave and Nico Case. I'm not sure whether they did any more work together in that recording session, or if this is a sign of something to come, or if it's just a one-off for commercial purposes. But here we go. This is Nick Cave and Nico Case, believe it or not.
One, two, three.
Don't tell me about the wish you like. Yeah.
2011 marks the 25th anniversary of the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden since opening in 1986. The Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden is very pleased to have been able to connect cultures and communities for the past 25 years and continue being an arts and cultural hub in the neighborhood and the city. Watch for complimentary specials on the 25th day of every month. There are also blockbuster exhibits, community events, academic conferences, and music and theater productions lined up, plus contests and giveaways. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to be a year-long partner as the Garden celebrates its 25th anniversary. For more information, visit www.vancouverchinesegarden.com.
Show your Friends of CITR card or simply mention that you heard about the garden on CITR to receive $2 off admission.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Drug and your boots, come get your fix, let's dance.
And we're back here, stranded at the Australian Canadian Music Show with about half an hour to go, and we've just reached the tail end of the Australian contingent today of tracks. We started at the top with quite an oddity. Nick Cave and Nico Case, a track that's come out in the last couple of months. And as far as I know, it's featured purely for the soundtrack to a vampire TV show. And it's a cover of a Zombies song. And yeah, I guess it's kind of cool. I don't know. What do you think? Yeah, Nick Cave and Nico Case. I wouldn't have expected that team up. Nick Cave has teamed up actually with a few noted female musicians in the past. Of course, Kylie Minogue was the real one from left field that very few people saw coming with Where the Wild Things Grow and that Murder Ballads record. And then, well, PJ Harvey he teamed up with, and now Nico Case. So another footnote in the lengthy career of Nick Cave and the latest addition to the songbook of Nico Case. So that was interesting. The second song there was by Adelita, the fantastic front woman from Magic Dirt, and her solo record called Adelita, and the song was called Hot Air. And I played that because I actually had dinner last night with some relatives, and I'd forgotten that the last time that I saw my aunt and uncle, I showed them my radio show blog and said, oh, this is what I do, and I showed them, played them a little bit, and I played this song by Adelita, and it had stuck in the mind of my uncle, and when I was chatting to him last night, he said, oh, Matt, yeah, I really loved that song, and I loved it so much I went and bought her album on iTunes the very next day, and he's really loving this album. And I was really blown away because I'd never spoken to him about music before, and I had no idea that he would take much of an interest at all. And it just goes to show that, you know, what are these labels that we slap on everything, like alternative music? You know, isn't it just good music? You know, this is somebody who, as far as I know, doesn't have a great interest in what one would call alternative music, but clearly heard something that was high quality and he bought the album. And isn't that great? Isn't that really what it's all about, you know? But we all like to label things, yeah, even though that, I guess, in genre-wise, people would class Adelita as an alternative icon. But there you go. I suppose the same would be said of Nick Cave. But anyway, this sort of debate can go on forever. But so I wanted to play that because, it is a quality song. The song was called Hot Air by Adelita, the front woman from Magic Dirt. And finally, a rocking track there called RT by a band called Fun Machine from Canberra. And I was just thinking, the name Fun Machine of a band, I'm surprised that no one had used that band name yet until now. It's such an obvious, cool name for a band, actually, Fun Machine. And there you go, from Canberra. That's a track called RT, as in A-H space T-E, Fun Machine. Okay, so I guess we'll press on now with some Canadian music, and I've been waiting to play a little bit off this Neil Young album, of course, the one that's come out. Neil Young has been putting out album after album after album for 30 years, and this one is not exactly a new album. It's a it's by a project called Neil Young and the International Harvesters. So this was originally recorded a long, long time ago. So these are live tracks with a band that Neil put together at the time called the International Harvesters. So I wanted to play you a few tracks. I believe it's from the mid-80s, so 1985, but I will check that before we part ways on air. I'm going to double-check that. But anyway, this album has just been released properly, and let's play a couple of tracks from Neil Young and the International Harvesters.
Listen to me, honey. Time. is Sean from Youth Brigade. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. And, wow, what a rocking track there. That was the last track off the new Neil Young live album. That's, I believe, quite a rare song. I don't know if that's on actually one of his albums proper. The song was called Grey Riders, and it's the last track. Awesome stuff. Like, this is from 1985, like when the sort of the much maligned sort of period of Neil Young. Isn't it funny that, you know, he put out those funny albums, that Old Ways Country album and Trans, the strange electronic album, and that rockabilly album. That's when people started to not take him so seriously, and it turns out after the fact that he was kind of taking the piss in a sense, making albums that he knew record companies wouldn't want to put out, but all the while still touring and putting out, like, doing amazing shows like that. So I played you three tracks from this CD, Neil Young and the International Harvesters. The album's called A Treasure. I played you the first track, Amber Jean. Track two, Are You Ready for the Country, which I think was on Harvest as well. And then that awesome track, Grey Riders, right at the end, which was what a treat to hear that. I'd never heard that song before. So it's a Neil Young there from 1985, but that's a brand new release that's just come out in this form on CD. So we're getting towards the end of the show of Australian and Canadian music. Let's play now. Let's some more quality Canadian music. Jeff Berner, this album Victory Party has become much acclaimed. I've been yet, haven't had the fortune to see Jeff play live yet, but I'd love to. This came out on Mint Records last year. I'm going to play you a song called Wealthy Poet. This is by Jeff Berner from the Victory Party album.
I was dreaming when I heard the announcement. The struggle was over and we had won it. I knew the victory party was imminent. So I started looking to find it. I came upon a blinded veteran, warming his hands by the fire in an oil drum. I said, Carmack, can you give me directions? I'm lost on the way to the celebration. Said you can't miss it, cross what's left of the train bridge. Then left at the charred remains of the orphanage. And right at the pile of dog shoe corpses of men and women and dogs and horses. After hours of weary searching, I was weary and sick and lurching down the steps of a dark red tavern. I recognized the music playing. Of our best years. She said, I've been saving these fishnet stockings, and this is a special occasion. They fed me whiskey and I said, I'm surprised now, but you still got Chivas Regal. They said we mix it in the back in a washer, and then we color with some brown stuff. I drank it down with cheerful avidity. I don't want a reputation for negativity. I raise my glass and look, I'm everybody. Let's drink a toast to the victory party. Looking
I got to thinking I should wear a helmet when I'm drinking. And with my brain buckets firmly in place, I can party nearly any place. Oh, yes, I wear a helmet on a Saturday night and on a Sunday, too.
Thank you.
here at the end of the show, just before African Rhythms. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. And interesting, quirky sounds there of Calgary's Chad Van Galen off the Diaper album, Diaper Island album. The song is called Freedom from Policeman. And before that, it was a band to keep your eyes out for if you live in Vancouver. They're called Shed, and they're from Gabriola Island, which is a really curious place not too far off the lower mainland. It's an album populated by a lot of artists and retired people who really enjoy art. It's quite an interesting island. I've visited a couple of times. And there's a band there called Shed, and I've recently discovered their album, and that song is called The Helmet Song. It's a really fun track, and they're going to be playing in Vancouver shortly, and I'll give you some more details in the coming weeks. So that was the second track. Before that was Jeff Berner right at the top with a track off the Victory Party album. The track is called Wealthy Poet, one of the best tracks of an album, and another local legend. That album is a Nick Records album. Who went to that record swap the other night, the other day? That was great. The one down there at Scratch Records. A lot of the labels, the local labels here in Vancouver were represented. It was a great way to meet some folks and get some CDs and vinyl. And I boned up on local music. I got a Black Mountain CD and a New Pornography CD. And a great 7-inch by The Crusaders, which is a classic little rarity from some interesting folks here in the city. That's the end of the show. I'm going to play you some Needles and Pins to go out on before African Rhythms. Good night. Hello. What's that? Oh, really? Really? So, oh, okay, I can see why. So it was just music playing. Oh, yeah. Okay, thank you. Thank you.